You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back. I am here with my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
Thanks for having me today.
Always excited to have you, and it's been a great show so far. Mm-hmm. So, I want to talk a little bit about planning for your life events.
Boy, do we have them.
There are a lot of life events.
There's a lot of life events, right?
So, I end up being a life events manager. Okay, so the thing with life events is that some of them bring us enormous joy. Okay, the birth of a child, graduating college, getting married. Some of them can bring us enormous amounts of stress. The loss
giving
of a loved
birth of
one.
A child.
Yeah.
And enormous graduating pain. College.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the loss of a loved one,
right,
loss
all
of a job,
those.
A divorce. Those are life events, too, that can be very stressful.
Right.
And in my 20 years of managing life events in the mortgage industry, I've discovered that people only come to see me as their lives are changing. Okay, and I've also come to learn two things. So number one is that the life events that cause us enormous stress usually weren't planned.
True.
And number two is that we all suffer one of two pains, and that's either the pain of discipline or the pain of regret.
I know both of those.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing is I can guarantee that the pain of discipline and planning for life events weighs ounces, but the pain of regret and the cost of these unplanned life events weighs tons.
True.
When in some cases they can devastate a family or destroy your dream when they're not planned for. So, and I personally lived through all of these life events, and that's really why I end up loving what I do, is because I've lived through a lot of these and I've seen them.
Right.
I lived through many of them personally, and I've also seen clients live through them. And I mean, think about the ones that weren't planned. I mean, it could be somebody getting pregnant earlier than they thought they would, or just all kinds of things that could be an unplanned life event.
Yeah. And a lot of times it leaves us in a space where we really don't know what to do sometimes. And your finances are in, you know, basically, Doug, they're in a constant state of change. Not only, you know, the financial markets fluctuate and everything else that changes over time, it's just easier to predict those changes in your financial life stages than it is to predict the markets out there or what somebody's going to do, cut you off in traffic or whatever, whatever it is. But, you know, most people pass through three primary financial life stages as they age. And we wanted to come to you guys today and talk about those stages.
Right. So the three financial stages and what life events happen during them, because income level, spending patterns, family situations, while not exactly predictable, they do tend to follow a pattern.
We're really just talking about a pattern because we obviously don't have a crystal ball to tell you everything that's going to happen in those stages. But
well, it's funny because some people will say that hindsight's 20/20, and I usually say that foresight can be close to 20/20 if we slow down and can be still and actually think about what's likely,
right,
what's likely to come up, and what's likely to happen.
Right.
So let's talk about some of these stages and what is likely.
Yeah, stage one. So basically stage one, the life events that we are bulleting here is enter the workforce. Typically you get your first job. A lot of times in this first stage you're getting married and having children. And so, Doug, you want to talk about the financial events?
Yeah, so the financial events that would happen in stage one of your life is this is where you have to develop your financial habits. Okay, it's where you might purchase your first car. You might purchase your first home during this first stage. And really important to develop these habits. Okay, this is a lot of times you'll pay the price for bad habits that you develop.
Right. And it's just critical. It's critical to get on the same page with your partner to find out the spending habits of each other and set a budget.
Right, because young adults face the task of learning how to manage spending and saving within the constraints of their income levels. Develop those sound financial habits definitely is critical. So track your spending habits to identify ways to save.
Right.
Okay, prepare a household budget. Set aside 3 to 6 months of expenses as emergency reserves in a savings account.
Right.
These funds will protect you. They're going to protect your credit rating and any unforeseen events, such as a large car repair bill or loss of employment. Those things happen all the time.
They do. And you never know when they're going to happen. That's the thing.
When you also develop the wise borrowing strategies that you borrow for things that provide long-term value, okay, control the use of your credit cards, establish a savings pattern. Okay, right. Consider some sort of automatic savings program so that the some amount of money is going to be deposited into a savings account with each paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, right. Set a savings goal, whether you want to accumulate a down payment for a home, pay for a car, vacation. You connect it with some sort of tangible goal with your savings so that it can provide you motivation and discipline
right.
when you want to go out and spend something irresponsibly.
Right. And in this first stage, you're really going to want to make sure that you have adequate insurance coverage. And it's hard to think about that when you're first starting out, but it's really important. Doug and I are in our second and third stage of life, and we know how important that insurance coverage is. So if you're in that first stage, really take a look at that.
Well, and also take advantage of the employee benefits at your work.
Yeah.
If there's a match on your 401k or something
take
like that,
it.
Make sure that you're putting mm-hmm. in up to what that match is at least.
That's right, right. So here we go. We're in stage two. And we were going to put age ranges on these, but, it's kind of different for everybody at what stage you're entering that in. But the idea on this stage is around in your 30s, mid-30s, mid-50s. And that's
mid-30s up to mid-50s is usually stage two.
Stage two. And so a lot of times what you're experiencing at this part of the game is in your life events is your family's growing. You have not only one child, but you have two or more than that. However,
right.
Your career may advance. You may be heading into a different direction in your career. Maybe you've even inherited some income coming in from maybe that your family has passed on or something like that.
Well, and with that stage comes more home purchases.
Mm-hmm.
That's where move-up home buyers typically come from. And this is these are your greatest earning years, so you have a lot more accumulation of wealth during this phase. And you frequently have to start funding your college education for your kids at this point.
Right. And I'm not a financial advisor by any means, but I know that there's a Section 529 plan out there. There's the Coverdell Education Savings Plan. Those are all great opportunities for you to start saving for your kids.
When this is a time when your income is rising, but so are your expenses.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be even smarter with your money. And one thing I'll always advise people is live below your means.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do whatever you think you have to have, try to have a little less.
It's true. It's really true. If you can really figure out, and my grandpa always said live within my means, but now as I've grown older, I've really have what you just said, Doug, is really living below my means.
Right.
Do I absolutely have to have another pair of shoes or not, you know?
Right. And
so,
and a lot of those financial seeds that were planted in phase one, now's when you start to see the fruits of that labor.
Right.
The fruits of that discipline
mm-hmm.
of saving every month.
Right.
Of spending less money than you're making,
exactly.
Of living on a budget.
Right. And in fact, I'm going to set up a meeting, hopefully with my financial advisor. I've got some IRAs out there. I'm just going to revisit all the investment accounts that I have out there to kind of refresh my memory on where everything is, what it's doing, because
and see if any
we just get
necessary.
Busy and I don't pay attention.
In case you just joined us, mm-hmm. you're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1, broadcasting from the Cornerstone Mortgage Studios. And we're talking about how to plan for life events
mm-hmm.
that are very, very probable and the different life stages that you go through. We've covered stages one and two. And now let's talk about stage three, Tammy.
Okay, stage three. So the life events that typically fall into this range, and this is, again, 55 to retirement age, so somewhere in this range. So you're going to either experience a major promotion or major retirement.
Right.
You're going to have grandchildren. Typically, that's the age when people experience that, a death of a spouse. Those are the life events. So the financial events, Doug, you want to go for that?
Yeah, the financial events that will happen from that, you're going to have much greater tax sensitivity at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Because now you're going to reach the age where you can start to withdraw money from your 401k, and you're going to have tax consequences that now you're going to start paying tax for it. So you got to mm-hmm. be very aware of where you are tax-wise as you're withdrawing money. So preserving your wealth has to be a major consideration here, too, because you don't know how long you're going to live.
No, you
don't.
You
really don't. So if you can be living on the interest only, that's the ideal.
Right.
Okay,
we're entering the golden years at this stage, and you really want to have that sense of satisfaction where you've accomplished it and you can enjoy it.
Right, and estate planning becomes really important because mm-hmm. if you happen to die, you need to make sure that, there's a baton pass, you know, a clean baton pass to your spouse where you have everything covered.
Right, right. And insurance agents, when you speak to yours, and I'd recommend doing that even once a year when you enter these new life stages, you should really talk to your insurance agent and really start talking about long-term care even in the second stage of your life. If you wait to the end, it's going to be more expensive.
Right, very, very true.
And it's so important. But if you haven't done that already, you really need to consider a long-term care plan. And I'm sure Doug has some contacts that if you wanted to contact him, he could hook you up with the right people.
Yeah, I do. I do have some great contacts for long-term care. You know, and when they're in phase three, this is also when you're probably going to be downsizing your home. I get this a lot
of people that,
they had the big home with, four or five bedrooms when all the kids were at home, and now they just don't need it.
Right.
Okay, you just don't need it. So see if you can cut your expenses and simplify your life.
Right.
Simplifying your life becomes really important in this stage.
And estate planning is super, super important.
Right. Making sure you have a will or trust that's in place so you can think about this. So if you need help with planning these life events, okay, and you have, because I've seen this over and over, and if you want help from me on this, reach out to me, and your mortgage may be a key piece of this. Having a proper debt strategy is definitely a piece of it, as we talk about these three.
No matter what stage you're in.
Yeah, as we talk about these three financial life stages, because even things like buying a car can be a life event that happens.
Mm-hmm, right.
And planning for those things in advance, it's a specialty of mine. Reach out to me. You can send me a text, and you can text me, just say life events, and I'll get back in touch with you on Monday, and we'll set up a time for us to talk. And if you want to come sit down and talk with me, you can text me about it, or you can call me 314-472-DOUG, 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684, the numbers for it. You also can see the blog post on this to look at these financial stages and see where you are.
Mm-hmm.
Our blog post is at
smartwithyourmoney.com.
So yep. visit our brand new website, smartwithyourmoney.com. Mm-hmm. Do you know if you are a risky borrower? Well, coming up, we're going to be talking about the four scenarios to determine if you are a risky borrower. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.